Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. It's Wednesday, June 8th, 2005, and we are going to open a work session on House Bill 5145, the Oregon Department of Aviation. Good morning, Susie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This budget is the same budget that was passed out of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee. And so I'm going to just run through for the record the technical adjustments and the recommendations on the policy packages and then move into the motions. We made the same technical adjustments that we've made in all agency budgets up for the PERS rate reduction and DAS assessment totaling $14,250. The recommendations on the policy packages, we recommended approval of General Aviation Entitlement Program, which is $178,822 other funds and almost 3 million federal funds. We're not recommending package 104 or 106, which are the two grants that the agency requested, and directing the agency to develop their master plan from which they can make their decisions on how best to use their funds. And package 107 on the aircraft maintenance was also not recommended while the agency takes some time to do a cost-benefit analysis to demonstrate the benefit of maintaining ownership of the aircraft or leasing from a private charter company. So the recommendations then on the appropriation bill is to approve the budget in the amount of $17,124,161.16 FTE by placing all of House Bill 5005 into House Bill 5145 with the number changes as noted in your memorandum.
Okay. Do you want to, what, I would prefer to go through the whole thing and then.
That is the whole thing.
Could we do,
I could do the performance measures.
That's my
quickly.
Yeah, let's, why don't we go through the whole.
Okay. The performance measures, we are the same. There were five added. Two are added relating to the grant. One is the number of days between receipt of grant application and grant award, number of days between receipt of invoice on the grant reimbursement request and payment, and then the two customer service measures that are being added to all agency budgets.
Okay.
That's it.
Very quickly, if we could have the director come on up.
Probably should talk about this a little bit, too.
I was going to do that after we did
You were? Okay.
Okay. Have you had an opportunity to look through the budget that's before us?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Any last comments? Any thoughts on it?
Any last words?
No, we're in agreement with it the way it is.
Okay. I want to share very quickly a memo that I've received from Representative Krupp regarding a company called Cogent Corporation International. And if I might share with you that there's an individual with Cogent Corporation International that provided a wonderful overview of a precision approach landing system, and they showed how they were able to use this system to help rural airports become viable transportation centers. My understanding is that Florida currently has implemented a network system involving 12 rural airports, and this has resulted in tremendous economic development. What I would ask is if you could work with Representative Krupp between now and the end of session to take a look at this project to determine the feasibility for the state of Oregon on this, and perhaps come back and visit with me at my office on this issue. My intention is to go and talk with both co-chairs and determine their level of interest after you two have a conversation and I hear how that goes and move forward from there. So I want to put that on the record and ask if you could meet with Representative Krupp and come back and visit with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Please.
Thank you. This is... I know probably no one's chatted with you about this. This is really in regards to NASA's SATS system, Small Aircraft Transportation System, that they're planning for the nationwide. And what, in my previous conversations with a co-chair who's also a pilot and an aircraft owner, was the possibilities of finding some money that could be matched with federal grant dollars for a pilot project of the SAT system here in Oregon, one that would take make GPS approaches, precision GPS approaches available to runways, which I believe there are 59 airports in Oregon that have runways that are paved of 3,000 feet that currently do not have precision approach capability. And as part of the NASA's program in SATS, the ability to for us to look at this to see if this is something we want to try and do here in Oregon any time in the future. And I know you and I have not had an opportunity to sit down and talk about this, and again, my apologies for that. We're a little under the gun here right now,
that's
but
right.
I welcome the opportunity to sit with you and chat about this to see what's possibly doable there, and would look forward to doing that soon.
You bet. And I might encourage you.
We have met with Cogent twice.
Yeah.
We have had two meetings with them. They made the presentation to us twice, so we are familiar with what they'd like to do.
What I might encourage is that the two of you also grab Senator Johnson and have the three of you get together, so that way if a decision is reached that this does make sense, that we have a process in place on both sides of the building to move something forward, and at the same time if it doesn't make sense that you folks, all three of you, will be prepared to come back and share with us that rationale.
And Mr. Chairman, I might make mention that in what we're considering here in terms of a pilot program would not be something specific to Cogent Corporation. It would be the kind of thing, it would be my intention that be an RFP that would be put out there so that any company in America would have the opportunity to bid on this, perhaps even some Oregon companies. As Cogent is a company out of Florida, although the principals in it are building a home here in Oregon as we speak, it would be my desire that be an RFP that would be equally available opportunity for anyone.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the agency also has the ability to return to the emergency board during the interim to request an increase in limitation if it takes longer than the session for you to come to some agreement, or whether this is something that the state wants to get involved in. So it does not have to be included in their budget to continue working on it.
Terrific. We really appreciate that information. So if you could just work with Representative Krupp and find a member on the Senate, perhaps, who could work with this as well. And I appreciate this. This is definitely something beyond my area of expertise, but it sounds like an opportunity that's worthy of at least some exploration.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, there's a lot of potential for rural development by opening up. Some of the studies have shown that when you open up precision approaches to rural airports, which basically means you can have air service, their reliable air service in there for freight, for passenger, that creates a tremendous economic benefit to local rural communities. So if nothing else, we might be able to look to economic development
there
for some
go.
Money to help with this project, if we have to.
There you go. So now, Susie, are we ready for a motion on this?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Krupp.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the LFO recommendations for House Bill 5145 for the Oregon Department of Aviation.
Representative Krupp moves House Bill 5145 with the technical adjustments made by LFO. Any discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none. So moved. Representative Krupp. Performance measures.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of LFO's recommendation, the committee's recommendation on performance measures for the Oregon Department of Aviation.
Representative Krupp moves. We approve the performance measures for the Oregon Department of Aviation. Seeing any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. I assume your recommendation is with a due pass.
Yes, Mr.
To the
Chairman.
Special Committee on Budget.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I would ask that I be allowed to carry the bill.
We would be pleased to have you carry
Thank
the bill.
You.
I'm also going to ask that we allow Representative Avakian to vote on this as soon as he comes on in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's two things I wanted to talk about. One is the moving this out of committee. It's going to be held between the subcommittee and the full committee at the chair of the House Budget Committee's direction.
Okay.
He wanted to make sure that that was on the record. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the agency's building. In the last session, the agency had approached the legislature to replace the building that their offices are currently located at the Salem Airport because of deteriorating conditions. And at that time, the legislature wasn't inclined to adopt the budget, needed more information, and there was concern about the cost. And added a $1 limitation to the capital construction budget. Since that time, the agency has had an opportunity to work with the military department to co-locate a facility where they are building on to the McNary field for their Army aviation facility. And what I wanted to do is make sure that the agency had an opportunity to talk to you about that project. There is some degree, the estimates for the project haven't been totally determined. They may be coming back to the emergency board during the interim to request an increase in that limitation, but I wanted to make sure that there was some discussion about that before they came back so that it would help pave the way for the increase in limitation that they might be requesting. So if you would ask Mr. Hidley to talk about it, that would be great.
Okay. We put together an outline of the new building issue for you. And the current building we have was built...
Really quick, Mr. Director, could you identify yourself for the record?
Oh, I'm Bob Hidley, Director of the Oregon Department of Aviation.
Thank you.
The handout that we gave you is an outline of the process we're going through to try to...
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt for just a second. Did you pass it out while I was gone?
We did, and we left room.
Add me as a yes vote, and if the only thing remaining is the bad building, which I completely agree we need to fix at some point, I'm going to need to excuse myself.
You bet. So just to put on the record, Representative Avakian is a yes vote on House Bill 5145 and a yes vote on the performance measures associated with House Bill 5145.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And excuse my leaving right when we get to be a bad vote.
Thank you.
As best of our knowledge, the building, the first part was built about 47 years ago, and then it's a wood frame building. Over the years, it's been added on to, so it's really in very, very poor condition today. If we had a study done in 2003 to figure out through a consultant and work with DAS what the different options were to solve this problem, we could renovate our existing building for about $1.2 million in 2003 money. We could rebuild at just under $2 million, or the other option would be to do a joint partnership with the Guard, because they're going to be building a new operations building on the airport. And when I first came here, that idea was already moving forward, but I had a couple really, really large concerns that, to me, stopped the project at that time. The first one was that we have a maintenance facility in our building. We have maintenance employees that maintain the 28 airports in our state, and they have equipment they need to maintain, you know, as part of that. Maintain that equipment, store that equipment. Nothing was considered in the new building at that time, but what are we going to do with maintenance? Just was forgotten about, wasn't talked about. The second problem was that we were offered a 25-year lease with no option to renew. I was concerned what happens when the 25 years is up. We would, at that time, have no asset. We'd have nowhere to go. So I stopped it. Then about last month, we started negotiations again with the Army Guard. Now they're agreeable to really have any size building for our portion that we want, so we can include maintenance in that. And they're agreeable to, there'll be some form of agreement where we own our portion of the building, so we're not going to, in the future, be out in the street somehow. So those two differences are very important. So now we're in the middle of signing a memorandum of understanding to go forward with this. I think it's probably the most economical way of solving the problem that we have, because parts of our building, conference rooms and bathrooms and so on, could be a joint use with the Army's facilities, and that would help them save money too. We can, if it turns out that about 10% of the building is our square footage, then probably 10% of the cost of bathrooms and so on would be borne by us. So we would get a cheaper facility than if we did it alone, and so would they.
What do you anticipate the total square footage of the building need?
For our part?
No, for the entire building.
The Army is talking, their part, about 40,000 square feet and probably 5,000 to 7,000 square feet for us. It hasn't been designed yet.
So the total square footage would be 47,000?
Somewhere in that area. Okay. Less than 50,000, probably.
When you look at the operating cost of that 47,000, then you'd be responsible for about 10% of that?
Roughly 10%. Somewhere around 10%. That'd be for maintenance, utilities. We would pay our share based on the square footage we end up having in the building.
Probably be more than that.
Could be 15%.
Yeah, it's going to be about 15%.
Yeah.
What's the cost of square footage for the military department to build their space?
They're estimating about $200 a square foot.
What type of building?
I don't know. It hasn't been designed yet. We had one meeting with the consultant to start putting together the concept. I believe it'd be a two-story building. I don't know the details other than that. It hasn't been determined yet.
From my perspective, I'd want to see the details on what a $200 a square foot building looks like.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Crump.
I would not only echo that, but what's the total amount of money, Director Hidley, that under this scenario compared with your other two scenarios of either building a new building or renovating the current building? What are the dollar differences between going in with the Guard compared to what you could spend in the other two scenarios?
We don't know what the cost would be yet. We're still, the Guard doesn't know what their cost is going to be either, because they're still designing the building. We don't know what the cost would be. The best I can figure now would be under $2 million for our cost. That's really ballpark. That's all I know at this time.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kropp, the military department is approaching this from a design-build concept. So when they put their proposal out on the street, it will be to design and build it, and so they will be getting the cost that $200 per square foot includes the design of the building and construction.
I would be very, very reticent to approve a 7,000 square foot building for $2 million. I know the need that's there. I've been there. I've seen the sliding glass doors. I've seen the broken windows windows. I've seen the wires across the floors. So I know the need's there. But when you take a 7,000 square foot use of space and say it's going to cost $2 million.
Well, that's not 7,000 square foot office space. We're also talking about the maintenance facility and the yard for our vehicles. So it's more.
I want to help you here.
Okay. We're looking right now at 20,000 square feet for a yard and about 1,100 square feet for two bays to maintain our vehicles and a parts room.
Will you have a hangar there like you do today to maintain your aircraft?
No, there's not a hangar involved. It is possible. The Guard has a hangar. This would be separate from this. They have a hangar that they will no longer have a use for fairly soon, and we would probably be able to take that hangar over. We just have to reimburse them. I guess the way it works, when they have a hangar built with federal dollars, it has a 25-year life. So for however many years is left on that 25-year time period, when we take it over, we'll have to pay that prorated share to them. But that hangar is large enough that other state agency airplanes could use it also, not just ours. So that would be an advantage, in my mind, to the state. Because the Forestry has airplanes, so does the state police. I think it's large enough that all the airplanes could go in there. So that could be an advantage. If the state wants to purchase future airplanes, it's kind of nice, too, to have a more secure area for it, because it is inside the guards perimeter where they have good security. That's important, too. But that's separate from the building itself. And one other thing to mention, we do own the building that we're in now. We own the land that it's on. And the agreement we have with the city of Salem and the airport is that that is the words in the deed is it's ours forever. Unless we ever stop using it for Department of Aviation purposes, then it reverts to them. But I would not want to just give that to the city. We would negotiate something with them. One idea, I don't know what it would be, one idea would be we would trade the 1 acre of prime land we have for maybe 2 acres adjacent to the guard facility and then use that to lower the cost of our building with the guard.
Is the maintenance building that you have, is that in adequate shape?
The maintenance we have now is in our main building.
Right, is that in adequate shape?
No.
What I would encourage, and again, I see the need, I really do, but I think the pencil really needs to be sharpened on this. And just so you can see, please come on up. Yeah. Just so you can see the perspective I'm coming from, so I can help you. When I look, and I'm going to compare an apple and an orange here, but please work with me here. When I look at an arbor home that's being built, it runs about $102 a square foot. Okay, to be built. And so when I hear $200 a square foot, I want to know what type of office building we're getting for $200 a square foot. I'd also point out the Port of Morrow's administration building, which is a beautiful building, beautiful, with 21,000 square feet, was built for $1.4 million. And so, again, I would like to know what I'm getting for $2 million. So.
Well, that's their estimate.
Yeah, I know. What I'd encourage you to do is bring a perhaps a breakdown of how you see your construction costs running. Show me how you're going to spend the $2 million. Because that's something I'm going to look at very closely. Not because the need's not there, but because I don't want to be wasting money. Welcome.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Christina Shearer for the Department of Administrative Services, Budget and Management. The Department of Aviation is working very closely with DAS facilities on this, and we're leveraging DAS's expertise in this area. Because it is a design build, we do not know the actual cost breakdown, but when we come back to the emergency board for the authority to proceed with this project, we will have that detail to a much finer level. We will know the square footage. We will know what the square footage is for. We will know the design specs, or at least what the bid specs were. And we will have much better information. At this point, our intent is to make sure that the committee and the legislature is fully informed of our preliminary plans and our plan to return to the emergency board to seek an increase in the cap construction limitation that was authorized by the 03 legislature.
Again, I see the need for the project. I also want to see the detail on how that's going to be spent. Representative Crump.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Mr. Director, one of the things that concerns me about moving together with the military department is, and I understand and appreciate and think it's good that there's some additional level of security by being within their perimeter. It's just not anyone who can walk in there. However, that then creates a problem for you in terms of customer service.
Yes, it does.
To people like me, ordinary guy off the street, to walk into a building that's partially secured by the military department, that would concern me, to be quite honest with you. And I mean, if it's going to cost you $200 a square foot and you're talking 7,000 feet of office space, that's $1.4 million, right? Plus, you're going to have to rent a hangar from the military department, potentially, of which that will cost you some additional amount. If all state agencies collapse their airplanes in there, then that cost would be divided up logically. So if you could renovate your current building at 1.2, that's a little bit less. If we would expand that a little bit, maybe even build you, if you rebuild on the existing land, would you rebuild with a hangar and a maintenance facility as part of that $2 million project?
I'm not sure about the hangar part. We do own another hangar on the airport in addition to the one that's in our building. But the maintenance facility, we want that co-located with us.
Yeah.
One problem, if we build and rebuild or renovate our current building, we have to go somewhere else during construction, so there's a cost of that also. If we went with the guard, we'd just move right over there when it's done, so we'd save that cost.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Crump.
Thank you. The the hangar, I think I know which hangar you're referring to on the guard side. I'm surprised they're vacating that. Why? Why are they doing so?
The airplanes that it was designated for, they're over in Iraq right now. When they come back, they go to the boneyard, and they won't have a purpose for that hangar anymore.
They're going to give up the shorts?
That's what they said, yes.
And they're not going to use that hangar to maintain those helicopters?
No, that's what they told us, no.
This is Oregon. You want to work on helicopters? Believe me, I have a hangar. I own an airplane.
They have more than one hangar out there.
They have three hangars.
Okay.
This is their small one.
This is the small one.
They're also talking about, okay. I don't know the details of this, since the military is leaving the Portland airport, they think they can take over and use some of those facilities also.
Representative Krupp, would you be willing to kind of spearhead the lead on this?
Yeah.
And I might encourage that you have a conversation with Representative Richardson, who now is chairing the Budget Committee for Public Safety, which has the Oregon National Guard, and perhaps just...
And OSP, and they all have aircraft. Where's aviation keeping their 421? Or not aviation, but forestry and their aircraft?
They have a hangar out there.
They have a hangar, too.
Or they're renting one, but that's where they're keeping it.
Okay.
On the... what side are you guys on? West side.
Yeah, you're on the west side out there.
They're also on the west side.
Everybody's on the west side except the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, the hangar that you potentially might be taking over, that is something that we would rent?
No, we would
actually purchase it,
and then the state would own it.
If I may, Mr. Chair, Representative Krupp, the way the military department works in a federally constructed facility, once it is abandoned for that use, the entity that takes it over must reimburse for the residual cost. That may be the Department of Aviation, that may be the military department, that may be whomever. At this point, there is no concrete plan for this hangar. It is just a concept and a contingency that is being looked at. Certainly, at the point which that transfer would be proposed, either military or aviation or both would be approaching the emergency board or the legislature, depending on the timing, to discuss that transfer and its funding and ultimate use.
Well, let's do this. Right now there's speculation because you're still working through the details, and what I'd encourage is if Representative Krupp would be included in this process and keep him informed, and Rep Krupp, if you would kind of take a lead in making sure this makes sense for this body, especially as it goes into E-Board and what they're going to be tasked with considering, if that would be okay. That way we don't put you on the spot in speculating details that you're still working through. So, any other issues before us today? All righty. Well, it sounds like, Rep Krupp, you've got a little bit of work to do between these two issues.
It's like I'll be getting to know the director very well here shortly.
There you go. So, seeing no other business before the committee, we are going to adjourn for the day.